Welcome to It's My Money presents The Money Exchange with Petrina Dixon, international speaker, certified financial education instructor, and award-winning author.
Hi, it's Petrina, and you are listening to The Money Exchange podcast. The goal of every episode is to bring you relevant money topics and strategies to help empower you to become financially secure. In this episode, you hear from Daniela, who is a business coach, and she has tons of information on the tax law. She's providing information on how you can lessen your tax bill as a small business owner. You want to listen in. Not only does she give you tips on how to do that for the end of this year, but for years to come. Take a listen. I am so excited to be here today with Daniela. Oh my gosh, she and I met at FinCon 21 in Austin, Texas. And right away, speaking with her, I'm like, you have to be on the show. So before I have her jump in, let me remind you who I am. My name is Petrina Dixon. I'm known to many as the It's My Money lady. Why? Because It's My Money is my trademark brand in the finance space. I am a financial educator and I teach people how to manage their money so that they can live their best lives. And then most recently, I'm teaching people how to earn more money so that they could supplement what they have or be able to do other things that they want to do. And I do that through affiliate marketing. And I do have a course for that. So make sure you drop down below so you can get that information. Also, if you have not subscribed or followed, depending on where you're listening, make sure you do that for me today. That doesn't cost you a thing, but that does help others find the show and be able to get this great information you're getting today. So again, with me today, I have Daniela. Hey, Daniela, how are you?
I am doing amazing and I'm so honored and blessed to be on this podcast. I love what you're doing. I love your community. I love what you're teaching. And so I'm just excited to plug in and be part of that today.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And so I'm on the Eastern time zone, y'all, and it's 8:05 here, and it's earlier for her. And she is
right.
I love it so much. So we're about to get started. This young lady is doing some wonderful things, and I knew that you all would appreciate what she has to bring to our community. So Daniela, tell them a little bit about you. I know it all. I know a lot, I should say. Tell them a little bit about what you do, and we're going to get into how you got started with that.
Well, I would love to say, very much like you, I am very energetic. I love that I met you at FinCon and we were just going on and on about, you know, everything walking to that conference over there. But I really appreciate how energetic you are. That's one thing about me. I love to have fun. But I am from West Africa. I was born in Cameroon. My first language is actually French. And so I am an immigrant to the States. You can imagine that my parents did not know a lot about money or business or anything like that growing up. So I think that's where I get a lot of my passion from. I am a business and finance coach on YouTube and Instagram. You can find me at Daniela Gunu, just my name. And I help people launch their businesses and also secure the bag with that business through saving money and taxes, to make sure that they have a place for their money to be where it's actually growing and not just, you know, staying there. Because as we know, we have inflation, we have taxes, and so many different things that can affect our wealth. So I really help people think about how to properly tax plan to build wealth. So it's both the sides of launching your business, but also securing that business with a good tax plan and a good wealth plan, depending on what your goals are and what your family goals are. That's a little bit about me.
Yeah. And you all see, that's why I thought she'd be a great guest for us to hear today, because Daniela, you're hitting on a point that I want to just touch on before we go further. And that is, so many people now, like when I first started out years ago, everybody wanted to know how to manage their money, how to budget. Like, I'm spending money so quickly. I'm spending money. I know I have more money than I need. I need to learn these fundamentals. Now everybody wants, I want to, you know, be a millionaire. I want to know everything today. I want to make so much right now. But what I try to share with them, and I think you touched this a little bit, is there's one thing to making all that money. There's another thing to keeping it, securing it, growing it, making it grow for you. Talk a little bit about what you're seeing in that shift and people not just wanting to make sure they're doing well by their money and managing it, but also wanting a lot more and not really doing the educational piece that's coming with it. That needs to come with it.
Mm-hmm. I think people get it right with wanting more, right? Because I think absolutely you can do really well with managing your money, budgeting, but you can only get so far if you have the same amount of income coming in, right? You can invest, you can do all the things, but like if you are able to bring more money into your pocket every single month, and you're able to do more with that. So I think we have the right idea. Yeah. But when it comes to making more money, it's like, okay, I'm making this money. Am I raising my expenses, or am I putting my money somewhere that it's going to build an estate for me? I think a lot of people still, unfortunately, don't know what it means to build an estate, you know, build generational wealth, build something that your family will be able to, you know, use in the future. And I love to talk about that because it's actually very easy. The easiest way to build an estate is to open a whole life insurance policy. I'm actually a whole life insurance agent as well. And so I help people think about life insurance and how it's not actually used not just for insuring your life, but actually to build an estate for your family. Yeah. A lot of families out here who have like college funds or whatever funds for their children, they build it through life insurance because it is a tax deferred entity. So we just need to think about what is our biggest bill. And I always tell people, your biggest bill is taxes. Like, look at your paycheck. You are like losing so much money through taxes. So how can you cut that biggest bill so that it's going into your future and not necessarily into the IRS's hands? And I teach that with people who have salaries to have a side hustle. It changed my life. I literally saved $8,000 in taxes my first year in business because I was able to expense my life. Like, I had a salary, I had a paycheck, and then I had a side hustle that I spent maybe 20 hours a week on, which is a lot, but I was jealous, you know what I mean? Yeah. But it helped me because I was able to expend so much when it came to like my home expenses, my part of my mortgage, my home office, my computer that I bought, the light that I'm using, my camera, like all these things that I would have probably bought anyway. I'm able to now save money on taxes. So we have to think about what is your biggest bill when you're generational wealth building, right? And how do you make that come back to you and bless your future?
Exactly right. And I think sometimes for people, it's a hashtag and a term versus really a plan. So yeah. I love that. That's again, why I wanted to have you on. So talk us through. So somebody, let's just go with, because you went there and that represents both of us. So somebody works for an employer, has a 9-to-5, also has a business. Talk through, what are the things they need to think about, especially now they'll hear this very shortly and we're in the month of November. What do they need to think about now to help them prepare for the year end and going into the next year? So forget what they didn't do because they didn't do it, right? So what do they do now to think about, okay, I'm in, you know, making a good or decent or great salary on my 9-to-5. My business is starting off or have been in business for some time. How can I do those things that you're saying? When I do want a wealth bill, it's not a hashtag, it's not a thought, I really want to do that. What should I do now that I'm listening to you?
I think the first step is to think about your expenses and separate them out. Like, even if it's just a spreadsheet or a notes on your app, I mean, on your phone, probably not the best, but a spreadsheet is going to be better. But list out, okay, what are the things that I spent on my business this year? And what did I spend on myself this year? And you'll come to find that a lot of those things actually overlap because a lot of us have these, you know, personal brand facing businesses, face-to-face businesses, where how I wear my hair is important to my business. What I work for my business. So it puts us in a position where we can actually spend a lot of things, right? So I want you to think about, okay, did you buy a computer this year? Did you buy something like a couch for your office this year? Did you create a backboard for your videos in your room this year? Because that counts for your business, right? So just start separating those things out. And even if you have not gotten a business card yet, get a business card. You can get a debit business card, get a credit business card, so that going forward and for the rest of this year, you can start making those purchases on your business card and separating those expenses. So I would say
let me make sure people are hearing that. What she's saying is separate your business from your personal funds. So have a business account, bank account, and separate from your personal bank account. So in order for you to get the business debit card or a business bank account, one, you have to have your business set up. So it's really important because a lot of people feel like my business isn't making enough. So I can't get a business account or I don't have enough. So it doesn't mean that you can't use your personal money to support your business. You just need to take it out of your personal account and put it into that business account so that you can expense these things that she's referring to from the business account. So I'm not a tax professional. I want to make sure that I qualify that. I know she is, but in short, it's really important when she says business card and business debit card, you understand that that's separate from your personal, even if you're doing a business. So go ahead there.
Absolutely. And I think something that eased me in the beginning was that you do not have to have an official business with the state to be considered somebody who is pursuing income according to the tax code. Okay. So a lot of people say, oh, I want to start a business. I'm going to buy my LLC. That costs $300 in Texas. And that might not be something you have just to buy an LLC in the beginning of your business. And that is okay. You do not have to become incorporated or become a business by the state in order to be official according to the tax code. The tax code actually relates to business or any trade is as pursuing profit. So if you are in the mode of pursuing profit, you could literally be mowing somebody's lawn once a month and charging $30. You have a business or a trade because you are pursuing some kind of profit or you're making some kind of transaction. You're giving them value and they're giving you money. So that's the one thing that really eased me in the beginning of this is that I don't have to have all of these legal things correct in order to file my taxes and just file my expenses. All you would do is to file a Schedule A when you're filing your taxes and then list out your business expenses. So even if you feel like you don't have them completely separate, to be honest, as a new business owner that doesn't have like $45,000 in expenses, you're not going to be like, oh my God, we need to audit her if you have like $1,000 in expenses. The IRS is not going to freak out, okay? So don't worry about that. Just get started, you know, track things that you can track, but things that you haven't tracked and you know that you have bought for your business that year, go ahead and still expense it because that was for your business, okay? Don't feel like you have to have all the receipts in the beginning because if when you don't have a huge tax return, it doesn't usually get like audited or like flagged or anything like that. You just have to be correct with, you know, what you're saying and be honest about what you're doing. Does that make sense? Like, don't fear the IRS.
Well, let me ask ask you to add on to that. So I hear you said that they need to list their expenses. What about the income? Where would that go in or how would they allocate that if it's not in a business bank account?
Yeah, I think that you can still do that on the Schedule A because as a sole proprietor, you are a pass-through entity. So what that means is that I'm a business, but I'm also a person that has a personal life. So I can just separate that business income in my Schedule A. So you use the Schedule A for your income and your expenses. And that just means that you have a side hustle or a business that you run along with any other income that you may have. So whenever you're filing your taxes, you would just add a new stream of income. And that stream of income, you could literally name it side hustle this on your Schedule A and you can put in your income expenses. But I will say going forward, separate those expenses, separate that income because you're going to get bigger in Jesus' name. Okay. And you're going to have more things to deal with. So you want to prepare yourself for the blessing. Okay.
Yes. Amen. Amen. Yes. So now let's get into what we wanted to talk about. And that is, okay, you are now telling them what to do. They know what they need to do from a tax perspective in the forms, et cetera, and where they use it, business card, debit card, et cetera. Now let's talk about what are types of expenses that they can write off, because that's the term you hear a lot. Well, you can write that off and you can write that off. Talk a little bit about those and how that plays into being able to save on your tax bill.
So I love this topic because a lot of us, even accountants are not sure about what are the expenses that you can get write-offs for. So I'll start by saying there's a code in the tax code. I forget the name right now. I think it's 462A, but I don't want to say the wrong name, but it talks about how a business can expense anything that is ordinary and necessary for the business. Mm-hmm. And the IRS is not going to decide what is ordinary and necessary for your business. Okay. You as a business owner get to decide what is ordinary and necessary. So that means that for me, okay, I have a YouTube channel. I do videos on my Instagram. I have a course where I, you know, have to dress up and like look presentable for my course. So therefore for me, okay, my hair appointments is necessary for my business. Okay. For me, the clothes that I wear is necessary for my business. So I think that's so amazing because it gives you freedom with what are your expenses. Now I'm going to go ahead and make sure to track them properly, put them on my business card and all those things and have a reason why those things are important for me. So I always have to tell people like, have a story. Why do you need to buy this jacket for your business? What is it going to do for you? Who is it going to affect, right? How is it going to bring you more sales? Why is it going to bring you more sales? And why are you doing it? Do you get what I'm saying? Because when you have a story through why your expenses links to more profit in your business, guess what? You are doing that in order to pursue profit, and therefore you can use that as an expense for your business.
I hope you're enjoying this episode. She's given us great tips on how you could lessen your tax bill
with your business expenses. Also, if you're interested in her course, make sure you drop down in the show notes and get that information. And if you want to learn how to make extra income being an affiliate, there's a link in the show notes for that as well. Continue enjoying.
Now, the more known ones are your home office. So if you work from home and say I have my whole room is just my office in my house, right? So I'm able to literally write off the percent of how much my room is compared to my house off of my mortgage, which is amazing because I'm getting that tax, those taxes back from my mortgage. Something else is if you're traveling for business, and something you can do is literally go. You can travel to California, for example, say you're a photographer, you have a photo shoot there, but you stay the weekend, you come back on Monday, you can still write off that whole weekend. And usually it's 50% off, but because of COVID this past year, 2021, we can actually write off 100% off of our expenses for traveling and food. That's another one. So if you have a lunch with someone, you do a lunch and learn, if you're meeting someone for lunch or dinner, and you happen to talk about your business just to get out there, you do this thing, you are in the pursuit of profit because that is a marketing tool for you to talk about your business. Yes. So you can write off your meals, right? And anything else that you are doing in order to actually make your business run. So ordinary expenses, such as if I have a printing business and I have printers, right? I have to buy paper, I have to buy scissors, I have to buy all these supplies. They're called office supplies. Those things that I can write off 100% off my business. And remember, when I'm saying write off, you're actually getting the taxes that you paid on that money back at the end of the year. So it's not like you're getting the money back, right?
Can you elaborate on that? Because I think some people think that, like, buy that because you can write it off. Like, right. I think people, can you just clarify what that means? So thank you for sharing all the various different type of things. And for me personally, because I do travel for a business and I eat a lot. And
you need to maximize it.
Right, because I'm nurturing relationships. I'm trying to build relationships and have future clients in various different cities, states, etc. So I love that it went to 100%
for that. Look, but man.
Can you just talk about write-off and what that means? Because some people, especially those new getting started, when they hear people throw that around, they think, oh, I'm making this up, $150 on a food bill, they're getting $150 back. No. Can you talk a little bit about that and what that means?
Yeah. So to put it in very simple terms, if I am in the tax bracket of 22%, right? And I happen to make a purchase of $100 that was for my business, right? When I'm filing my taxes, I'll get back 22% of that I would have paid into the IRS, for my taxes. So say if I owe $100 for my tax bill, right? And I write off the $100 worth of expenses that I had, I'm going to save $22 on my taxes. And that is put like very, very layman's terms. Like obviously it gets more complicated and everything like that with the calculation, but it's just for people to understand that you get back the taxes that you would have paid on your income. So a lot of times you might not even have like a net profit, right? You might have a net loss, and the IRS will pay you back the taxes that you would have paid on that, the money that you had spent during that year. So you get back money in taxes. The write-off reduces a tax burden that somebody has, right? It is not a refund that you're getting just for spending on your business, because then the IRS would be like literally sponsoring all of us, and that's not how it works.
Yes. Thank you for clarifying. Before we move further, I know you talked at the top on what you do in the course that you have, but tell them a little bit about your background. So you're not just dropping tax code or whatever. Tell them who Daniela.
Period. Yes, I am. I am learning every day, but absolutely, I do have a background in finance. So I actually went to Penn State. Everyone to Penn State. Let's go. And I did finance and accounting at Penn State. And so I just fell in love with the tax code. I don't know why. I never wanted to be an accountant, but I liked the idea of tax planning and wealth building because everything, whether you like it or not, is centered around taxes in the United States when it comes to our wealth. And this is just something that if we know how to control really well, we can, do really, really well with it. So I did that. And then I also did financial consulting for, if you guys know what the Big Four is, one of the Big Four accounting professional firms in the United States. I worked at PwC. And so there I was able to, again, utilize a lot of my tax knowledge, utilize, reading how to read tax and financial documents. So for really big companies, because we only work with Fortune 500 companies. So that's kind of how I got my expertise on financial planning, my expertise on just being able to talk about these things. There are a lot of complicated terms in this kind of industry, but I really loved it because I was working with high level companies who were dealing with these huge problems. And I found out that the things that we think are big things are really not. These companies are amazing. Okay. These companies are not even tracking their expenses. Okay. They have bigger problems. So as a solopreneur, do not be scared to mess up a little bit. It's okay, because at the end of the day, companies are still run by humans and we mess up sometimes. That's why we have rules and regulations and everything. But don't be scared that you're messing it up and you're doing something big, because you're probably not. Because I've seen, wow, these companies, they don't know what they're doing. Okay. They don't know what you're doing either. But I just started my YouTube journey in 2018, and I really just love encouraging young adults in their careers and their business and things like that, because it was something that I was really passionate about doing. I said to you guys that I was born in West Africa. So I really learned the whole American dream when I moved here. And I really learned how you really have to hustle, especially being someone of my background in the United States. It can seem a little harder. So I really wanted to help some young adults who were trying to go into consulting, trying to open their businesses, to help them with how do you do this practically? What is the step-by-step that you need to take in order to be successful in this field? And I always tell people that it doesn't have to be hard. You just have to use the right strategies. So I actually have a course focus on the step-by-step that you can take to launch your business for successfully online. And what my big thing about that course is that it's fast action gets you to results, okay? You do not have to set up a huge tax entity or business to be in business. You just have to be someone who is making moves, and then things will follow you, right? So I just talked a lot, but I just love finance education. I love financial planning. I love consulting. So that's how come I got into this whole coaching and helping people launch their businesses, but also helping them finance plan for their futures.
Yeah, I love it. And I think like I said, when I met you, I knew I needed you to have you on the show. I think the other thing is, for some people that are, your age, look like you, they feel like you can relate to things that they're going through or things they're trying to overcome getting starting in business. Cause you're right. It's overwhelming. And there's some people that work for an employer that's trying to get started in business. There's some people that exited an employer and just trying to either get their business off the ground, or it has grown and they needed to get started and they don't know where to go. So I love what you're doing. And talk a little bit about who you serve. Like, is there a certain audience or demographic that you serve, that make up your client base?
Yeah, I think my passion is young adults. Anybody in between the ages of 18 to 40, I love helping those people because I understand what it feels like to feel like my life is nowhere. Like, where am I going? I don't know what to do. And I just want to elevate those people's minds so that they don't have to have 10 years of experience in their career in order to start a business. Like, you just need to have a solution to a problem, or you just need to want to find a solution to a problem. You don't even have to have everything together to start. Just start. So I really love that age range and that demographic, because I can really relate to feeling like, okay, I've made it, but I'm not happy. So I literally graduated college. I had an amazing full-time job, paid really well. I started working. It was great. I learned so much about corporate America and all these things, but I felt like I wasn't doing my purpose. I felt like I wasn't fulfilling what God had called me to do on this earth. I felt like I had to touch other people through my work, because I was actually an RA in college, and I just love touching young women, touching young adults who want to do more for their lives, but don't know how to get there. Okay. And so I loved giving back that way in college. And so when I started working, I was like, I feel like I'm not doing that anymore. Yeah. So that is really where my passion lies, because I love seeing people who are young doing big things and inspiring the older generation, and also inspiring the younger generation to know that, hey, there's hope when you're young. You're not just a baby, okay? You're able and capable to do so much more than you realize that you are. And there's no timeline with God, okay? If you want to start now, He's going to bless it. If you want to start now, He's going to give you vision, okay? That's something about me too. Like, I love business coaching and everything, but I'm a Christian. I love Jesus Christ.
So
okay?
Yes. We kindred spirits. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, we're here because I cannot lie. Like, God is the one who gave me so much confidence, you gave me so many ideas, provision to be able to help these people. Sometimes I'm like, I don't know how I'm helping people that are my age, because it's not me. It's the Holy Spirit inside of me. And it's like, I always encourage people, hey, like, there is someone that's ready to help you, ready to give you amazing ideas, ready to give you this confidence you never knew about if you just give him a chance to live inside of you. So I'm always going to be preaching about the gospel and preaching about how God has changed my life and my business, because I can honestly say I would not have seen the success that I'm seeing so far if I was not trusting God to, you know, really run my business for me.
Yes, so true. And I feel the exact same way. Like, he is the reason, exactly right. Mm-hmm. And one of the other things I tell people is have your why. Know why you're doing what you're doing. And you mentioned you have this drive and passion to help others. And that's what you do and how you do it successfully. Yeah. So now we're, again, in November. You talked about some of the things. Now, what if people already traveled or they're unable to travel for the rest of the year? What other things they could do to lessen their tax burden if they had not done everything you said already? What other things can they do? Maybe they already bought their supplies. Maybe they already, you know, like I said, there aren't many opportunities to go eat from a business perspective for the balance of the year. Is there another thing or two that can be done, a charity, anything like that, that they can do for the balance of the year?
Absolutely. That's one thing I would have said is charity. Try to find somewhere you can give on behalf of your business to a charity or even on behalf of yourself. You don't have to have a business to lessen your tax bill. It is the best way to lessen your tax bill. But even as an individual, you can give to a charity or give to your church. Like, you guys know that your tithes are tax write-off. So what are we going to pay your tithes? Okay. Your tax write-offs. No, but like, seriously. So if you can be, you know, give anything to anyone, you can donate that, and that will be a write-off on your taxes. Actually, a credit on your taxes. And something else you can do too is think about what your future purchases are for your business. If you want to make a big investment or something like that, do that now. Make it before the end of the year, because then you can write off that on your taxes. So for example, let me be super transparent. Okay. I started my business. I made an investment of $25,000, and it's actually a loan for coaching. Right. And that is something that I was able to write off my taxes, and that helped me immensely. So don't be afraid. If you know somebody's going to help you, who's going to coach you, don't be afraid to invest in that person, because you're actually investing in yourself as well, first of all, and you're not having to, you know, pay the taxes on that. Remember, the taxes on that purchase. Yeah. And it's great, because even if it was a loan, right, that you're paying over a course of time, that is still something that you invested. So you can write that whole thing off that year, or you can choose to break that out. So that gets a little bit more complicated. You begin to depreciation and things like that. But what are the things that you can purchase now that you're thinking about purchasing in January, February, March, so that you can lessen your tax bill that way, right away?
Yeah. And what about like your course? Would that be training for them and their business?
Yes, they were? Exactly. Yeah. And that would go right under, training, coaching, and investments. Like, anything that you're doing, again, for the pursuit of income is definitely a tax write-off. So my Launch My Business course is a tax write-off, because it's going to teach you exactly what you need to do to launch your business successfully online, and obviously help to save money on taxes going forward. So that is something that's going to educate you, and that's something that's going to make you show up more confidently in your business. So absolutely, it's a tax write-off. And even think about the things that it may not be so businessy, but it's going to be helpful for your business. Like, do you need a new desk? Okay. Do you need to get your hair done for Christmas videos you're about to do? Like, those are things that you can, it sounds crazy, but you can write them off. Okay.
Green screen for the Zoom. Like stuff.
Hello?
Like that.
The lighting.
If you don't have it now, this is the time. If you're a podcaster, you need that mic right now. You can, you know, those are things that you need to think about. Okay, I've been wanting to get this mic. I haven't yet. This may be the best time to do it for your business. That the ring lighting, I'm pointing over there because my ring lighting is there. Maybe your space on your computer is exhausted like mine. You need to, like, things you have to think about. What we're trying to say is sit and think about, what do you need for your business to continue to generate revenue between now and the end of the year? And this is the time that you want to consider that. And then that will help to lessen your tax burden when you go to file next year.
Yeah, so, and something else that might be helpful as well is this, this is a little bit more complicated, but if you are established as a business in the state, you can actually hire, if you have a child, you can hire a child if they're over, I think it's the age of 8, and you can literally issue them their first paycheck before the end of the year, right? And that's something that you can write off on your taxes as well, which is great because it's probably still going to your same pocket, but you're able to save taxes on that money that you made through your business that year. So that's something that's a little bit more advanced. Definitely what we talked about with the expense. But think about also, if you have children, you can use them to save money on taxes as well, which is amazing. But that's something that we can talk about a lot more if you want to work with me or anything like that. But that is definitely something that people use as well.
Yeah. And I'll give you a couple quick ideas to think about. I know for me last year, what I did, I'm an author and my books are like print on demand, but I do keep a sub, you know,
get inventory.
About 150-100 inventory here at the house, because sometimes people want autographed copies. Sometimes I'm doing it from marketing and giving, you know, a business, a company, a person one of those books, and I need it. I have to ship those individual books out. So I bought the this is what made me think about it. See these envelopes? I do these nice, pretty envelopes. So I bought like a whole stack of them with in the liner that the book goes in. I paid, got my cards because I do like a thank you card, did all of that for supplies for shipping out my book. So that's another example. Like I needed that stuff for one, marketing, and then the actual books themselves were, you know, cost of goods sold, and then the things like that. So things that you need that I know I will need until next year that I'm considering doing this month. Like how many do I think I'm gonna sell based on what I did that I need to actually have here? Those are the kind of things that you wanna think about. So I don't use business cards anymore, but maybe you need to re-up on business cards. Exactly. Maybe you need a photo shoot, you know, whatever those things
are. That's another one. Photo shoots, guys, those are so good because first of all, it's good for the gram and all those things, but then hello, you can write it off for your taxes for your business. Yeah, that's a good one.
Exactly right. Exactly yeah. Right. So Daniela, they've heard so much about you. And remember, guys, you heard the link to her course will be in the show notes.
Yes.
On wherever you're listening to this, you will see the link to her course. But they may want to go and hit you up on Instagram or somewhere. Where can they find you? What do you want to leave them with before you go? So give some parting comments and then tell them where they can find you.
Yes, I think the first thing I'll say is do not let this overwhelm you. Like if this was too much for you, close it up, okay? And find what is the next step that you can take for your business, okay? Because I think that a lot of times we learn so much from YouTube or whatever we're watching, and then we're like, oh my God, this is too much. I'm not good enough for this. Close that up. I can't do this, right? Mm-hmm. And you don't need to be at a place where you're writing everything off yet. Even it's okay, you guys. It's okay. I just want you to take the next best step to get you into profit earning. That's what I was telling people. Like, what is the next best step you can do? Is it like open up your laptop and recording a video and posting it on YouTube, even if it's just not the best quality? That's okay. We might not always have the money to invest. I don't think you should just invest and not have money for it and, like, you know, put yourself in debt like crazy. You can't pay it off, right? So just don't let this overwhelm you. So what I would say is, and also just take the next best step to get into profit earning. If you want, you can, you know, follow me on Instagram at Daniela Gunu. It's the same name that you'll see on the screen everywhere else. And you can just DM me like, what is the next best step that I can do? Because I can know that it can feel overwhelming. And something else that I will say too is finding your why. We talked about that a little bit, that Patricia talked about. It's so important to have your why, but it really is. It's going to help you be the most successful in business. I'm going to be completely transparent again. I love transparency. Right now in my business, I'm in a place where I'm like, I want to talk more about finance. So I'm so happy that I got on this podcast today on the YouTube channel with Prashina, because this is my true passion. I love finance. I love tax planning. I love financial planning. That's what I have a background in, right? And I feel like I got so wrapped up in helping people start launch their businesses, which I love doing as well. But I love the why behind it. And for me, the why behind it is wealth building. So it's okay to pivot, because I'm like in the pivot mode right now. It's okay to pivot as long as it's consistent with your purpose and your why. So find your why. What do people usually call you about? What is the advice that people always want from you? What do people say that you're good at? Think about what people say about you and what you think that you're good at as well, and start there and take the next best step to get closer to start launching a business with that step. So that's what I would say, because I don't want to get it wrong, because I'm just like, I know how it feels like to be like, this is way too much. Like, I didn't write off everything to my business from the beginning, okay? I wrote off my computer and that was it, because I already had it, okay? So just don't overwhelm yourself, right? So yeah, definitely, I would love to connect with you guys on Instagram and here on YouTube as well. I do videos all about business coaching and wealth building. So definitely check me out on there, just Danielle Ngunu. And if you are at the place where you want to launch a business, or you are maybe have just launched a business, but you just feel really lost, like it's not working for you, the Launch My Biz course is perfect for you. I'm a lot of fun, but I'm also really real. As you guys can see, I really struggle with like talking fast. So I'm always trying to slow myself down because I'm so excited in my courses. I'm so excited.
I love it. It comes to screen. I love it so much.
Yeah. Oh my God. I love you too. Thank you so much. So I think the Launch My Biz course would be perfect for you to just get you literally your step by step. What do I do first? And everything like that. And then we all have weekly Q&A calls. You can talk directly with me to ask me, hey, what do I need to do next? Which is great because it's like a course and it's coaching. And it's actually a very, very, very well valued price. So I would highly recommend you guys go check it out and help yourselves. And remember, you can write that off. So don't worry too much about that, but worry about how it's going to bring you value in the future. But thank you so much, Patricia, for having me on. I hope you do another one of these. This was totally awesome. I really enjoyed myself. And I'm excited to get with everybody that's watching right now. And remember, you got this. You are purpose for this and you are grace for this. All right.
Yes, absolutely. It was a pleasure having you on. Thank you all for rocking with me, always being either watching me on the It's My Money with Patrina Dixon YouTube channel or listening wherever you're listening to The Money Exchange. I am Patrina Dixon, your personal finance coach. I'm a financial educator, I would say. And I am a best-selling author. And I also earn four figures on several months doing affiliate marketing. So that link will be down in the show notes as well. So make sure you check that out. If you need extra money to pay off bills, to go on vacation, to send your kid to college, whatever it is, there is a great way that you can do it passively with affiliate marketing. So you want to drop down and look for the link for that course as well. Thanks again for being here. I'm so excited. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
Thank you for listening to another episode of The Money Exchange Podcast. Not sure how you found us, but if you haven't subscribed, please do so. That really helps in that you'll be notified each time a new episode airs. We are available on Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and I'm really excited to say we're also available on Pandora. So search for The Money Exchange and hit that subscribe button. And please share with your friends. And if you enjoy an episode that you've heard, please hit the little heart or leave a comment and let us know your thoughts. Thank you so much for listening.